Good morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey, so we're all looking to sign up so I can be my mom's caregiver. And she
What
wanted
county?
to ask a few questions. I'm
Okay.
sorry?
What county does your mom reside in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. I can assist.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
First, I would like to know how much do you pay?
Okay, how many hours does your mom get a week?
Well, I'm not getting them yet.
Has
It's
she
the
been
thing. I'm
approved?
not. Yes.
How many hours has she been approved for?
I said I'm just starting.
No,
I don't know how many hours I've been approved for yet.
right.
But they told
So,
me I could call around
right.
and
So I want to offer you the highest rate. We're the highest paying agency, but I need to know how many hours you've been approved for because we pay overtime. So anything over 40 hours, the caregiver is going to get paid time and a half.
okay. So can we ask what the base rate would be? Like if we were to get paid, if I was just working 40
So
hours, how much would I get paid?
if you're getting anything under 40, I can do up to 15. Anything over 40, 14, 14.25, depending, because then you're going to go up to 22 an hour.
Okay. And what, like, do you guys have benefits?
They have insurance through Aflac, so you could choose what policy you like.
Okay. What area? What
Coleman is
area?
Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, Philadelphia, PA.
And her date of birth?
November 12,
I'm the patient.
1960.
Okay. And her home address?
Sweetness.
Sorry?
And her home address?
Alicia Coleman.
A-L-I-S-H-A.
No, Alicia. Mommy,
C-I-A. And a good number to reach your mom?
How much did you pay?
267-237-6150.
Helps with showers.
And we also don't take any pictures. There's a lot of agencies now that are requiring pictures with you and the patient when you're going to go clock in and out. We don't do that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You just check her waiver real quick. What do you girl? Are you ladies working with a service coordinator over at Keystone?
We had a caseworker over.
Okay. What's her name?
crap. I didn't ask for her name. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you have her contact information at least?
I have the information for the, yes. Yeah. So she said if we have any questions, we can call the enrollment booker.
Yep.
At 1-877-550-4227.
Yeah, that's the Medicaid broker. But are you dealing with anyone from Keystone yet?
No.
Did they come out to do her assessment?
They are coming out soon to do the assessment.
So she doesn't have a waiver. That means that the insurance hasn't approved her yet.
Okay, thank you. Right. I'm sorry. I'm going based off of what she's telling me.
No, that's okay. That's okay, because we're going to put it in anyway, and we're going to try to get you ready, so by the time she is approved, you're on payroll, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's a good number to reach you?
I'm sorry?
A good number to reach you?
267-593-8877.
You said 593?
Yes.
8877?
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you.
Now I just need you to write some information down for the agency, and then
okay.
I'm going to get this submitted into the team so they can further assist you, okay?
A-L-I-C-I-N.
So the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Got you.
The number is 267-551-7400.
267-551-7400. Yeah, 7400. 7400. All right.
And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay. My phone number is 267-593-8877.
Did you hear that?
Are you going to be your mom's point of contact?
Yes. So you can always call her first.
Okay.
But if you can't get to her, you can call me.
So I'm going to put, she's her own point of contact, and you're the secondary.
Yes.
Okay. Family First Care is called.
Got you. Family First Care is what it's called.
Because there's two different ones. We end in care. Family First Care. All right. I'm going to be transferring this call to someone that can further assist you with your hiring application. Okay, so just give me 1 second. All right. Please hold.
Okay.
Let me see who's available.
Mm-hmm.
Please hold.
Okay.
So, what's going on
there? What's the name of your agency?
This is Family First.
Family First.
We're on the phone with the same people.
Oh, okay.
Tell them that you're already working with a representative.
That's what it sounds like on my mom's phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Can you tell me that? Because I need to know how many hours I was approved for. I don't know.
Can you tell her, because we sit in the same location, tell her that you're working with Jasmine.
Okay. Hi, I'm working with Jasmine right now.
Okay.
I can communicate that. Am I supposed to stay on the phone with
one or the other? She's working with
tell
Jasmine
your mom,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, tell your mom to hang up. And I'm submitting the referral right now.
All right, she said that you can hang up because she submitted the referral already.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to write down your mom's Medicaid ID?
Mom's Medicaid ID.
I don't have it yet.
I have it.
You don't
have
it
for you.
Medicaid ID?
I have it.
I don't have it yet.
Mom.
Huh?
Calm down.
Tell her that I have it.
Mom,
I can give it
down.
To her.
She can give us your Medicaid ID. I need you to calm down. There's no reason for you to be so defensive right now. Please calm down.
Okay.
Mom, she has it. That's what I'm saying. She's going to tell us.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Right? Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you so you can have it. Okay. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Thank you. Okay.
So her number is 400.
400.
153.
400-153-0379. Okay, thank you.
You got it. All right. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm just waiting for someone to become available so they could transfer you. I'm gonna transfer you to the team that's gonna further assist you with your hiring application. Okay. Are there any minors in the home?
No.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and your family, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You need to be patient, calm down for a second, instead of just yelling the same thing over again. You need to listen to the people. They're helping us. They're not against us. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not yelling.
You are.
You get the sense of don't listen.
Ninguna están trabajando porque no, they haven't answered for a patient. Erica? Ella hace enrollment también. Hey, Haya. You available?
What?
For a patient, I'm trying to Slack somebody to see if they're available. Are you available?
Yes.
You guess or yes? You guess. All right, Ms. Haya, sending them to you now. Where is? Haya is. Oh, 1:13. All right, transferring you to Ms. Haya, okay? Please hold.
Misha, can you put this in that drawer and find some space in that drawer over there?